counsel in regards to the ADA. I have appointed Jennifer Peterson as our community development director as the city's ADA coordinator. The primary duties that she has is to be the public point person, the contact person for any ADA compliance issues or complaints that we get. Also have gone back and checked with our public works department. Obviously, we don't own any buildings, but so our roadways and sidewalks need to be in compliance, and we are in the process right now of outlining the issues and putting a plan together, verifying this, and then having our plans for compliance upgrades as our budget allows in accordance with the law. We'll also put something on the website that directs people on how to make a complaint regarding any ADA conditions.
Thank you, Warren. Any questions regarding that? John?
A couple issues. Number one, thank you for having community development look into a number of complaints that were directed through me. So thank you for doing that. I believe that the city is going to be having is there going to be a citizen advisory board of some sort? Is that part of the ADA?
That's not a requirement, but I can check in to make sure.
I know other cities or communities have an ADA
advisory
board. And the other aspect is there were a number of residents that wanted to listen in, and they wanted me to say that they wanted some law enforcement when it comes to handicap spaces in the city of Dunwoody. If we could assure that that is something that's on the radar for the police department, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Sure.
It is allowed by, they do have enforcement ability on private property within the city of Dunwoody. I just want to make sure that's being looked into.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Warren.
You're still up.
All right, the item we've all been waiting for.